Liveline on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Hidden Hearing. Hearing problems? We've been tuning people in for over 30 years. Visit hiddenhearing.ie.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Drogheda, set up 60 years ago, 1957, and run by the Medical Missionaries of Mary, and has been involved as well. It's been doing a lot of good service in that whole area, North Dublin, Louth and beyond, Meath, Cavanmon, for that period. But I didn't notice there's now a proposal to change the name of the hospital, and it's the consultation process finishes this afternoon. Caroline Kavanagh, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe.
What do you think of the idea of changing the name for Lady of Lourdes Hospital?
Well, it's not just a matter of changing the name. It's a whole rebrand that the hospital is going through.
Oh, okay.
I know people in Drogheda are very attached to Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital and to the International Missionary Training, you know, hospital that the medical missionaries set up back 60 years ago. But times have moved on. The nuns have sold the hospital. There's a new medical unit and a new A&E has been put on in the last year with 80 new beds. It's currently the biggest capital expenditure in the HSE in the whole country.
Wow.
What we've got now. So this is all part of a major redevelopment of the site. The site that the medical missionaries did buy, Mother Mary Martin had a huge piece of land there where she built the first hospital, and but kept a huge land because she knew it would expand and develop.
And what do they want to change the name to?
Well, it's currently Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital. There are three choices. Now, changing the name is a given, according to the manager who sent out an email to staff last week. So that's not up for discussion. Will we change it or will we not? There are three options given to staff. University Hospital Drogheda. We don't have a university in Drogheda, but, you know, it's allied to various universities in Dublin. Drogheda Regional Hospital or Drogheda General Hospital. So there's three options for staff. An email was sent out to senior staff and senior management, and they were to go back to the departments, get the feedback on the ground, what people wanted, and bring this back then. The vote was to be in today. So it's part, it's not just...
So
you know,
the
a lot
vote
of
was either... DDH.
A lot of people think it's kicking out the nuns and kicking out religion and kicking out all this, you know, but it's not really, it's part of a major rebrand, I feel, and it's time to move on.
So you're in favour of the change?
I'm in favour of it.
But are they the only three options?
Three options.
DDH, DUH or DRH?
Yeah, that's it.
And Drogheda is in the three
that's
of them?
That's it, yeah.
Okay. Where's Kevin? Kevin Bourne has contacted us as well. Kevin.
Joe, how are you doing?
What do you think of the name change happening?
I think it's a total disgrace what's going on up there. Joe, this hospital, first of all, I'd like to know who gave Fiona Brady the power to go and change this.
Well, she is the general manager. We leave names out, but she's doing her job.
Well, she's the manager.
Who are the hospital consulting on this name change?
All the hospital are doing is consulting the staff within the hospital. No one else is getting a vote. They put it to a vote in the hospital to change the name of the staff have the vote, the final say in it. But Joe,
it's not going to be Drogheda District Hospital, is it? That sounds like a small hospital, which it's not.
Drogheda Regional, Drogheda General, and the University Hospital.
And what's wrong with Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital? What's wrong with the name? Why does the name have to be changed?
Caroline, why do you think
that man is very right. Kevin is right. It was an email sent out by the hospital manager who evidently was in discussion higher up than herself. You know, I doubt if she pulled it out of the clouds. But it's part of a major rebranding to go with the new, you know, there's another half a hospital built on that's just new, full of beds, full of a new A&E. The new A&E is, there is a new A&E, but now there's a new A&E, which is 1.5 times the one we currently have.
Okay, now
it's a rebrand to do with the rebuild.
Yeah, but there's a rebrand. What was the problem with the old name? Like, were they encountering problems with the old name?
Yes, I believe so, because, listen, the nuns left 20 years ago,
okay,
and they did a fantastic job setting up the whole thing. But since then, the consultant staff has quadrupled in the last 20 years.
Okay.
We've got so many new services. There's oncology, dermatology, palliative care, all these new departments that weren't there beforehand. Absolutely fabulous. But we need to attract more seniors, more very highly qualified senior staff from abroad mainly, because a lot of them are not available here in Ireland. But the minute they Google Drogheda, Lourdes Hospital, all the old scandals and various things come up. You know, we've had a number of court cases there over, you know, abuse of patients and about cesarean hysterectomies and about the symphysiotomies. That all pops up. If some guy in Africa or Australia or India or wherever the doctors are coming from googles the Lourdes, up comes all these scandals and they say, thanks but no thanks. Yeah, I want
Joe,
a job. That,
Joe, that is
there.
No, that is, Joe, that is no reason to change it. Joe, that, I'll tell you what it is.
It's, sir, it's every, that, sorry, Kevin, it's
no,
every
it has,
reason.
No, has,
we want top
no,
quality doctors and consultants
it
there.
Has no,
and if they're
it has
not
no
willing to
bearing,
come to the Lourdes, they'll come to the Drogheda Hospital.
No, listen, the thing about it is, if you go and change, so if a scandal happens in St. James's or in Vincent's, that you're going to set a precedent then that if a scandal happens in James's, right, we change the name of that and we keep kicking things, keep kicking history down the line. That's not a reason whatsoever to change it. That hospital was founded by one of the greatest people who ever lived in this country, Mother Mary Martin. And it was founded in 1952. The least you could do is keep the name in honour of that lady. The reason you're given there has no bearing on getting staff in from foreign countries.
Actually,
absolutely
Kevin,
no bearing.
It actually has. That's the most
no,
bearing.
It has. Well, then, if that's the case, then are you going to change the name in St. James's if a scandal occurs
there? No, I'm not going to change anything.
No,
but
then
there's
no need to change
Kevin,
the one in Drogheda then.
In the last 30, 40 years, there's been a litany of high-profile cases, the ones I've mentioned, and probably others there as well. And doctors from abroad are not happy when they Google the Lourdes Hospital and they find all these scandals and they're not coming.
This is history.
We're not
down in the Lourdes at the moment. The Lourdes is a fine hospital.
It's fabulous.
This is the only reason you have for change. I really think there's someone down there on a power trip who's decided I'm going to change the name of
and
this.
And what would you suggest? Well, I presume you're suggesting leave it, but what about calling it the Mother Mary Martin Memorial Hospital?
Exactly, Joe. Yeah. I wouldn't have a problem with that, but this was founded by...
That's not on the agenda, is it?
On the agenda, but Joe, what they could do, this new unit, now if the whole hospital is rebranded as Drogheda Regional, the new unit could be called the Mother Mary Martin unit. We could have something. It's not a matter of throwing the nuns out. The nuns are gone. They sold it for $5 million 20 years ago. So, you know, the nuns have moved on. But it is important to remember Mother Mary Martin in this.
Mother Mary Martin went to America to raise funds for this
in
1960.
And she took it from the people of the town. They contributed 2 and 6 every week
generation,
and everybody knows that.
Yes, and it's our hospital.
No, it's not our hospital anymore. We helped Mother Mary Martin build it, but the nuns sold it. It's the Hepworth Hospital.
It's our heritage, and you're determined to take every bloody bit of stuff, like anything that has the slightest hint of the Catholic religion in it. Is you're out to destroy it. The least you could do is honour this lady. It really is a disgrace, and that's the only reason you have for it. I don't see how you can legally change that name of that hospital.
Legally, Kevin, it's very good to remember the nuns and all that, but the nuns no longer own the hospital, and it is very dear to the hearts of the people of Drogheda. I know
it
that.
Is.
Going back,
and you're
going
to go against huge opposition trying to change this
name.
I'm not changing the name.
I'm just saying I think it's a good idea to rebrand, and that's what they're
doing.
Rebranding.
The first thing you said to Joe, it's a given. This is going to happen.
It's going to happen today.
I'll tell you what, that's a bloody disgrace. Now, you've given the people of town no say or anyone else. No. So a bunch of people in the hospital, management ever, have decided this is what we are doing and the hell with the rest of you.
But sure, why would the people of the town have a vote? We didn't have a vote when they got rid of the borough council a few years ago. That was done by central government or,
this
you know, central people.
This has nothing to do with the borough council.
I mean, this isn't the people's hospital anymore. The people gave money to help Mother Mary Martin and now belongs to the health board.
It's part of the heritage up there, and it's honouring a very, very great lady who contributed her life to the town of this.
Is there anything in Drogheda that's named in memory of Mary Martin?
There's absolutely nothing. There's not even a statue, Joe.
They want to take the hospital away from her as well.
Well, I know a little bit about her life, but I've never, unless I'm misremembering, I've never heard of any controversy about Mary Martin herself.
No, and then, Joe, there wasn't because she was a lady.
Let me bring 51551, Phil Cunningham. Phil, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, dear. Oh, God bless us. Listening to that debate there, I feel even more frustrated and upset.
And are you for or against the name change of Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital?
I'm against.
Why?
Because, number one, rebranding, rechanging costs an awful lot of money nowadays. Before you'd be just changing letterheads, but now you're changing, you know, your Google, the whole flipping thing. And maybe I'm coming from the fact that I know there's been a lot of changes and a lot of money, but do you know what's upsetting me, Joe?
Mm-hmm.
That somebody had the time, if you like, and had change of name down as something important or something to fast forward, when there's so much else money could be spent in there. Can I tell my own personal experience there recently? I had a nosebleed. Well, it was more than that, a bit of a, like Niagara Falls stuff, you know.
Very, very distressing, I know.
Yeah. Went in, they immediately put what's called a nasal tampon in my nose,
mm-hmm.
wheel me down to the back end of this new A&E on a trolley. They spent 3 days debating. First of all, they said your normal cauterization couldn't be done there because they don't have that facility anymore. Mm-hmm. And they spent 3 days trying to debate whether to send me to Beaumont or not. Now, the thing was, I don't know whether you've been on a trolley, but this is my second time in the Lord when they didn't have a bed for me. And by the way, I had VHI and all the trappings, you know, and special plans and all the rest of it. Anyway, I was quite conscious the 3 days there, even though I was in agony. But still, I was able to assess, first of all, the stress the hospital staff were under because, again, the shortage of beds, number one, and number two, the shortage of different services like cauterization and all the rest of it. And I think this stuff, and I think it comes under the name, doesn't it, of historical revision or historical something. It's like that baby, it's cold outside debate. You know what I mean?
Yeah, historical revision.
To do with all this and all this kind of carry on. There is nobody, and I have in-laws working in the hospital, and I have lots of people. Nobody during my visits or my inpatient and around the town has ever said to me that they had a problem with the name.
Yeah.
What's wrong with the name?
But
just a second now. There's James's. You mentioned there, Kevin mentioned James's. There's St. Finbar's in Cork, where I come from originally. Nobody has. There's far more important things. I mean, the last time I was in there a few years ago, again, I never got beyond the trolley.
Yeah.
And by the way, trolleys are very uncomfortable things.
Yeah,
I'm only 5'6". But even then, with 5'6", you've nowhere to put your toes because they're too short to begin with. And I'm very lucky, even at my advanced stage in life, I'm 82,
mm-hmm.
I don't suffer from arthritis or anything.
Right.
But I'm telling you, if you had any kind of vague pain, it's awful. And my perception is that, and it's nothing to do with being a Catholic or anything,
right,
that name changes, all that kind of rubbish should be put away down the road. And this business, and I have to disagree with Caroline there, I don't think any consultant, whether he Googles or Lady of Lourdes, St. James's, St. Finbar's, whatever, is going to be put off by a name.
I have to take issue with you, Phil, because I've heard this,
Caroline,
and it's not hearsay, that consultants are not happy to come here when they see the litany of cases that have happened in the Lourdes. What we want to do in the Lourdes, and
yeah,
I think,
but a name,
no,
but a name, but a name, Caroline, a name change will not eradicate that. You can't, like, if you Google, say the new name is good. Well, every hospital wants to get the word university into it now.
Yes.
So say the new name is Drogheda University Hospital, DUH for short.
Yeah.
Okay. when you Google that, you will still get formally known as Our Lady. And then you press the link on Wikipedia or whatever, and then you get the whole Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital story.
Yeah.
But by the way, fairness on the Wikipedia thing, the site does list all the good work and Mary Martin
work.
And the great staff.
And
okay, there was two or three, and by the way, the cases are absolutely beyond horror, what was visited on women in one particular one particular doctor and was visited on young men by another. They are absolutely horrible. And what happened to each of those women was 100% detrimental to them, the unjustified hysterectomies. But do Carolyn, you really believe that that's all, even though there was an inquiry into Neary and all that carry on, but you say that the only thing medics would see if they're looking at the prospects of going working there is those two scandals?
It comes into their choice of will they take a job here or in a different hospital. It does, and I have that on good authority. So it will be much easier maybe to get them to come to a new hospital with a new outlook. And I mean, what their hospital is trying to do is they're trying to grow and expand services, which they are doing, but they just want to bring in more services, more departments and more top quality consultants for the betterment of the people of the area. And I think if we can get that, I don't care what it's called, the hospital, so long as we can have the top, the best quality.
A name change is not going to bring new doctors into that hospital. My main point, if this is the only excuse you have for changing the hospital, it's totally wrong.
Well, Caroline, Caroline, is just a resident like yourselves.
I'm just a resident. Yeah, I live near the hospital.
You've no hand actor part in the decision. Sean Donnelly, Phil, are you still there, Phil?
I am indeed. Are you sitting down, Phil? I am.
Yeah, well brace yourself for the next suggestion from Sean Donnelly. Sean, talk to Phil.
Oh, holy God.
Hiya, Joe.
I can't.
What are you going to propose to Phil?
My suggestion is to call the hospital after a company, sell to a corporate name. Like, you have the Aviva Stadium. Why not call it some company name, the hospital?
But I don't think
a huge donation for that.
There's no philanthropy in the same way as America that you can have, you know, the Joe Duffy Ward. I don't think we can have that legally here.
Will that get me off a trolley? I know I'm concentrating on the trolley rather than going on about all the good work, you know, that the medical missionaries did and all the rest of it, because that's history. But to think that the priority at the moment, today, you could have, there was 32 people looking for a bed the time before last I was in there. You know, all these basic things.
Sean, I don't know whether you're being tongue-in-cheek, but is there any precedent of a... Okay.
I haven't heard of any.
Is there a Coca-Cola Memorial Hospital in Houston, Texas, or
I haven't heard of any precedent myself, Joe, but the suggestion is out there. I think it's a reasonable suggestion. Hospitals are short of money. Is it not a good way of saying
and you mentioned money, and talking about democracy, I know you said it's only the staff have the right to vote. I don't agree at all. Your patients, surely, be to God, your patients and the residents of Drogheda generally have a right to somewhere there. For goodness sake.
I don't really think so. I don't even
come from this country. And I mean, we are the people in the town who should decide what the name is.
They're working in the hospital. Aren't we lucky to have them?
They're working in the hospital, Joe, but they shouldn't have the stay. They're not even from this country. They're working here and that's it.
I don't mind the staff having a vote. Of course I don't. But the thing is, I was in there quite conscious now, quite recently, just the weekend of the Pope. That was 2 months ago, wasn't it? And I can recall all the discussions with different staff because of the stress they were under. They were all nationalities, by the way.
Yeah,
and
right.
Nobody. Everyone mentioned the shortage, no cauterization. They couldn't even stop the nosebleed properly. Do you know what I'm getting at? Basic things. And there's groups around Drogheda too, by the way, just putting in this, plugging a few people there. There's different committees. There's a fundraising for the oncology unit there. There's another one for children's ward. There's another one. All these people are involved with their priorities right, as far as I'm concerned. Now, maybe I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But I think down the road, maybe down the road when all the stuff is sorted out. You know what I mean?
Okay, let me bring
you. Currently, the name change and rebrand.
Ridiculous.
Okay, rebrand.
Rebrand me, I. Rebrand is one of these modern kind of things, and it costs a heap of money.
Phil, government departments do it every few years. There's always, when they change the portfolios of the different ministers, they have to do change the names on the door, change the letter heading, change the... Anyway, Maura Reynolds is in Balbriggan. Maura.
Yes.
What do you think of the idea of changing the name of Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital? It's going to be done this afternoon, we're told.
Well, I can't do anything about that, but it doesn't matter what they call it. To my generation and a lot of people around Drogheda and Balbriggan and that, it will always be the Lourdes Hospital.
Always. And what do you think of the idea? Maybe they won't change it. What do you think of the idea of changing the name?
I don't see why it's necessary.
And how did you have you been in that hospital, Maura?
I have indeed.
And how did you get on?
I'm talking back when it was the training, the Lord's training.
Yeah, for the missionaries.
And it was only half a hospital then, like they would be new to
the. But it would have been a maternity hospital, would it not?
Yeah,
Wasn't that a big part of the medical mission?
Yeah, it was mostly maternity, okay. Yes. All my children were born there, the first of them back in 54, so that's how far back I would go.
Well, you have a 65-year-old.
Yeah, 64, yeah.
Well done. And your experience was fine?
Back then, Joe, yes. Yeah. You might as well have been in a hotel. It was lovely. And the nuns, they were great. Funny incident, I was in the Mater Hospital. At that time of the year, it was the old Mater. You went in the big front doors, you know.
Up the steps, yeah, no, well, yeah.
Steps in the
double steps,
having my veins done.
Okay.
And there were about four or five of us in the ward. And this little nun came in, dressed in like three-quarter length uniform, you know, with a little cap on her head. And some of the women said, "Where the hell did she come from?" And I said, "She's one of the trainees in the Lourdes Hospital."
Yeah.
They'd never seen her before. She must have been up in the Mater doing a course or something. They didn't like people in Dublin, they wouldn't have known what the nuns down there looked like. And we had a great nun, and the master of the hospital then was a Dr. Connolly. His photograph actually is on the wall.
And Maura, did you ever meet Sister Mary Martin? Mother Mary Martin.
No.
Because she died. She died in 75. Like,
did she?
Yeah. It's long after your first child would have been 22 at that stage.
Yes. I probably heard.
Okay, but you say, Maura, you say leave the name.
Well, I can't see any problem with it, to be honest.
Okay, where's Anne McKenna? That's Maura Reynolds in Balbriggan. Anna McKenna.
Hello, Joe.
Are we for or against the name change of Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital?
I definitely to let the name stand as it is.
Okay, well, people...
I was just watching the television today at 1 o'clock news. The women TDs were out today celebrating...
100 years ago today, yeah, at the election.
100 years ago.
Yeah.
When women were given the vote. If this hospital was called after a man, would it be changed? Or a lay person, would it be changed?
Well, it's called after...
Is it just because it's a nun? Mother Mary
but
Martin.
It's not called after a nun. It's called Our Lady of Lourdes. It's called after Our Lady.
Yes, it's called after Mother Mary Martin, Caroline, as you're aware.
Well, it's Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital.
Yes. Our Lady of Lourdes, yes.
Run by the medical
ministry. She was a woman of vision, and in today's world, we badly need people with vision. Generations were born in that hospital. Where is the change name coming from? And I doubt if they make a decision today. I think common sense will prevail, and they won't make a decision today.
Okay.
They can't make it today. Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital is a great hospital with great staff, and they employ over 3,000 people.
Incredible,
and regarding medical consultants, they'll look at it, they'll Google it, and they'll look at the present and the future. And they'll also include the lifestyle and the quality of
the
Drogheda and the emerging city. The average life then for a nun who went to Africa was 3 years. How many of us would go away and say we could possibly die in 3 years? And I wonder legally, can they do it? I'm just very concerned at what they're doing. Are they going to take away the name of saints of everything, Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital? Is it to do, or what is the reason? It's not totally just to rebrand it, to change
not
the name.
All.
Okay, well, Caroline seemed to have you have an insight into it anyway, Caroline.
I have, and it is supported by all the senior managers there, the senior nursing staff and the senior consultants are all behind renaming and rebranding.
Well, why not the ordinary staff, Caroline? Some of the ordinary staff were notified of this. It's
every,
a certain
every
element
senior
of staff
manager
within the hospital was notified.
Every manager got the email from the head of the hospital and told to speak to their department. So if somebody wasn't spoken to, you know, one of the staff, they need to talk to their manager.
No, it wasn't. They were emailed. They weren't emailed.
Yeah.
Yes, they weren't emailed. And what is the rush?
But Caroline, I would have thought managers in the hospital have more to be doing than going around having an opinion.
Here, running an opinion poll.
Why wasn't every member of staff just emailed?
Well, I didn't make the decision.
I know there's a lot of failings
in the whole thing, Joe, and it's my concern that it's just something that they want to rush through for whatever reason,
okay.
I don't know.
But I see someone suggesting Phil Cunningham, given your experience and your zest for life, that they should call it the Phil Cunningham Memorial Hospital, but you're still here. So it's
well, you know, Mother Mary Martin was
in... And by the way, Joe,
Phil, yes,
can
Phil.
I tell you, way back in 1994, when we were celebrating the draw day 800, and actually you interviewed, you came down with the Gay Burner, and I was the secretary and all, and a month after you came down, actually, I got a heart attack.
Oh, God.
Now, whether that was to do with that, yes, but like that, they saved my life.
Brilliant.
And I was brought back from the dead to torment everyone or whatever you want to do.
To keep the name.
I had 3 weeks of the best in there again, as I say, saved my life. Mind you, the only difference that time, and of course the nuns were there, but I don't want to be too prejudiced, maybe, I got a bed.
Okay.
Well,
but the
last 2 occasions, you know what I mean now.
But are we all, Caroline, you seem to know a little bit more. Well, Anne, the process. But, Caroline, are we sure Mother Mary Martin's name didn't appear as an option anywhere?
Mother Mary Martin, it's University Hospital, Drogheda, Drogheda Regional Hospital, Drogheda General Hospital. Yeah. But, you know, there should be a compromise there. So she has not forgotten.
Could I say something, please?
Yes.
Mother Mary Martin was made the Drogheda Person of the Millennium in the Drogheda Independent Readers poll a few years ago. And her name has to be brought into whatever change, if they do make a change, her name has to be brought into it.
Okay.
Yes, but they can call it after me if they like.
Disrespectful.
That's what I'm lobbying for. Okay, Phil Cunningham. It's very animated.
No.
More calls. People are really animated about it. Phil Cunningham, Caroline Kavanagh, Anna McKenna, Maura Reynolds, Sean, Kevin, all the other callers. 51551 joe@rt.ie. Where is Rosemary McConaughey? Rosemary, good afternoon.
Sorry, hello.
Hello, Rosemary. You trained as a nurse in Our Lady of Lourdes.
That's right, Joe. I did many, many moons ago. And I had the privilege of meeting Mother Mary Martin on many occasions. She was very much part of the hospital.
And her name isn't... They're changing the name, but there's a proposal to change the name. It's going to be either Drogheda University Hospital, Regional Hospital, District Hospital. But there's no mention of Saint or Mary Martin or...
No. Well, I mean, she was a very humble woman. And, you know, I'm sure that first of all, the full name of the hospital is the International Missionary Training Hospital.
Okay.
That's the name that was given. And then Our Lady of Lourdes, Drogheda. And I don't see what's wrong with the name that she gave it. And it's just more of this anti-religious. But maybe if we had a few managers like Mary Martin who, you know, ran hospitals all over the world as well as in Drogheda, and ran them, but certainly Drogheda was very well run and very well organised. I doubt if she would have time to be sending around emails or whatever, asking staff, you know, about changing the names. There was a suggestion box, which was unheard of at the time for anybody in those days, especially nurses, to raise their voice and offer a suggestion. But that big suggestion box was there. It was emptied every month, and you were quite free to put in your suggestions.
I wonder, is it still there? And did anyone put in a suggestion? Why don't we change the name?
I'd say a lot of things have changed since the nun... Or you could put your name to it. There was no... There was no. You weren't discipline for things like that. These were very broad-minded women who travelled. They'd done other things before they became nuns. And, you know, they're really looking back on it, Joe, like, I have time to do that now, I'm retired. They were very strong women, you know. And Mother Mary Martin was a very... She looked a very little lady, but she was a very strong woman.
Yes, it sounds a remarkable woman, actually. Yes, stay there, Rosemary. Eleanor Branigan is in Drogheda. Eleanor, do you want the name of your hospital changed?
Oh, lovely to speak with you, Joe.
Likewise.
I think it's a shame that Our Lady of Lourdes' name has to change, because like your last caller, I had the privilege of working there as a phlebotomist for 30 years, and I knew Mother Mary Magdalene, Magdalene O'Rourke, who was also one of the founder members. And always throughout the hospital, Joe, we've always had different doctors from all over the world. I've been listening to Caroline, but we've always had that privilege. Different cultures, different backgrounds. And it was never an issue. People respect their culture, their religion, and there is also a wonderful pastoral care service in the hospital at the moment. I just think it would be very sad to lose that. And having had the privilege of working there and getting to know the patients, and indeed the hospital is a very homely place. It gives a great service. It had, you know, lots of issues, lots of places do. And, you know, we celebrated the FLA this year in Drogheda, and you're connected with history. And Mother Mary Martin definitely left a wonderful gift to the people in Drogheda in creating the hospital.
OK, Anne Comey's in Donnycarney. Anne, should the name be changed?
Oh, yes. Yeah, Joe, I'm very much in favour of changing the name of the hospital. Mm. I think that people are complaining about the public having no say in the naming of the hospital. Well, a much, much bigger issue has happened in relation to the National Maternity Hospital, where a deal was being done behind closed doors, and it will continue to be under religious influence, even though the hospital is being paid for by a huge amount of money.
And just in fairness, even though Rona Mahoney, the Minister for Health, the nuns themselves all deny what you've just said categorically. They deny.
I understand that.
They totally deny that. It. They totally
deny
it. Oh,
I understand. Yes, I do understand what you're saying. But in actual fact, there was an article in the paper where the Taoiseach said, it says, the governance of the hospital will be decided when it's decided. And once something is handed over and contracts are signed, there's nothing you can do about it. So we don't... I mean, what the minister should have been doing is he should have been talking to the people of this country who voted 66% in favour of repeal. So there's a very strong case that he should never have been talking to the nuns or to any organisation, St. Vincent's, the National Maternity Hospital, or any of our representatives behind closed doors. So we don't want it under religious influence. And another very shocking thing in relation to this case is that it'll be built under new energy inefficient guidelines.
I take your point, but as I say, all the parties now are adamant there won't be religious influence. What do you think of change?
Can you just speak? They can be as adamant as they like, Joe.
Okay, you don't believe them. Okay, if you don't believe,
them. Okay, couldn't give any guarantees.
Okay, what do you think of change in the name? What do you think of changing the name of Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital?
I think there should be change. We live in a modern democratic state where people expect that the services provided and paid for to the public purse are actually run by a hospital with a secular ethos.
Because
there's people from all sorts of religions living in our country and people with none. And I think that the hospital name has to reflect the changed nature of the country. And we're moving on, and we're supposed to be moving on. But actually, I think we're moving backwards.
Okay, I've got to leave it at that way over time.